This is Radio Nepal. I'm Sonika Lamisani with the news, the headlines first. National Children's Day being marked today. President Bidya Dev Bhandari calls to ensure child rights in current difficult situation. Three persons die of coronavirus infection lately. 40 corona infected persons in Banke district return home after recovery. And WHO reports record daily rise in new coronavirus infections. Now the news in detail. National Children's Day is being marked today with the slogan Assurance of Child Rights in Crisis, Our Shared Responsibility. On the occasion of the National Children's Day, President Bidya Dev Bhandari has asked three tiers of governments, national and international non-governmental agencies, civil society and guardians to be more sensitive to ensure child rights in the current difficult situation created by the pandemic coronavirus infection. In a message today, on the occasion of the National Children's Day 1077 Bikram Sambat, the President has stated that it was the state responsibility to effectively implement national laws and defend international treaties, agreements and commitments made by the government to ensure child rights. Saying that getting quality education was the children's rights, the President mentioned that three tiers of governments, national and international agencies, community sectors, the media and civil society are taking steps to make schools a center of attraction by creating child-friendly academic environment. President Bhandari has also recalled that the government has taken the policy of zero tolerance on violence against children, while adding that the government has taken the policy of child protection system by providing guardianship to the helpless and needy children. The president has praised the learning activities through alternative medium during the time of pandemic and expected commitment of all to translate the national aspiration of prosperous Nepal, happy Nepalese by being sincere to the protection and development of today's children. Similarly, Prime Minister K.P. Sarma Oli has said that the government protection of child rights and ensuring their welfare was in the government's priority. In a midst of base visits, the guardians and children in the country and abroad on the occasion of National Child Rights Day, Prime Minister Oli mentioned that the government was formulating and implementing laws and policies for protecting the child rights as per the constitutional provision. Prime Minister K.P. Sarma Oli said the government is committed for providing equal opportunities for the development of children without allowing them to feel discriminated on the basis of caste, creed or gender. Addressing a program organized by the Ministry of Women, Children and Senior Citizens on the occasion of National Children's Day through video conference, Prime Minister K.P. Sarma Oli appealed to the guardians, families and society to disseminate positive vibes and ensure knowledge and optimism to the children. On the occasion, Minister for Women, Children and Senior Citizens Parbat Gurung also reiterated that the government has placed high emphasis on the protection of child rights from policy, legal and structural fronts. One woman has died from coronavirus infection in Rupandhi district this morning. According to information officer of Lumbini Provincial Hospital, Dr. Bisnu Gautam, a 47-year-old woman who was undergoing treatment at Butwal-based Corona Special Temporary Hospital, died of coronavirus infection this morning. Similarly, one person has died from coronavirus infection in Kapilbastu this morning. According to Dr. Sudarshan Thapa, a 58-year-old man who was undergoing treatment at Bhim Hospital, died of coronavirus today. Likewise, one woman has died from coronavirus infection while undergoing treatment at Gandak Temporary COVID Hospital in Birganj. According to spokesperson of Narayani Hospital, Dr. Atulesh Kumar Chaurasia, a 55-year-old woman died from coronavirus infection today. Two coronavirus infected persons of Morang have died while undergoing treatment at COVID-19 Special Hospital of the BP Kerala Institute of Health Science. The hospital sources said among them, a 40-year-old man who had no chronic disease lost his life to the deadly virus. BP Kerala Institute of Health Science spokesperson Dr. Nidesh Sapkota said that a 40-year-old of Dhanpalton of Morang died from the coronavirus infection last night. He had tested positive for the virus in course of his treatment at the Ortho Observation Ward of the BP Kerala Institute of Health Science. He was admitted to the COVID-19 Special Hospital at 10 p.m. Saturday after he tested positive on Friday. Earlier, a 70-year-old man of Biratnagar died of coronavirus infection at COVID Special Hospital of the BP Kerala Institute of Health Science on Sunday afternoon. He was referred to the COVID hospital by the Biratnagar-based Max Hospital. He was diagnosed with coronavirus on September 1st. He had been suffering from high blood pressure. With this, the death toll from the coronavirus has reached 26. coronavirus-infected woman died of coronavirus infection while undergoing treatment at Chitwan Medical College last night. The hospital sources say the deceased has been identified as a 62-year-old woman residing at Goirakot Municipality. Hospital Director Dr. Dayaram Lamsal said she was admitted to the hospital on 31st August after complaining of high fever, cough and respiratory complications. She was diagnosed with the coronavirus on 2nd September. With the addition, the death toll from the coronavirus infection has surged to 27 in the district. 18 new cases of coronavirus have been reported in Bara and Parsa district through PCR tests conducted at Birganj-based Narayani Hospital last night. According to spokesperson of Narayani Hospital, Dr. Atulesh Kumar Chaurasia, 8 persons from Parsa district and 10 persons from Bara district were confirmed positive for the coronavirus. Two bodies have been recovered from the landslide occurred on Saturday at Ghumtaung of Parabise in Sindhupalchok. According to Superintendent of Police Rajan Adhikari, the deceased have been identified as Kumar Bika and Sonika Bika. With this, the death toll from the landslide has reached 13. 18 persons are still missing in the landslide. Nepal Army, Armed Police Force, Nepal Police and local youths have been mobilized in the spot to search the missing ones. A child was buried in a landslide that took place at Sisurua in Mudikua of Falebas municipality. Nikita, the 3-year-old daughter of Nobin Bika, was killed when their house was buried in the landslide early this morning. According to Falebas police post, her body was recovered by locals at around 7 a.m. while all the members of the family managed to escape as the landslide started. Meanwhile, the early morning landslide has obstructed the Parbat section of the Mid Hill Highway. Parbat police spokesperson, Police Inspector Budhi Prasad Subedi said the landslide debris in Sasasta Dhara in Kusma and in Chua of Kusma has obstructed traffic along the highway. The incident rain-triggered landslide has killed one person and buried five houses at Jaimini Municipality, Kusmisera, Tunibot of Baglung this morning. Police Inspector of the District Police Office Baglung, Hem Casey, said the deceased has been identified as Hari Krishna Paudel. Other five members of his family remained unaffected from the landslide. 40 corona-infected persons were undergoing treatment at different isolation wards have returned home following health recovery. District Health Office Bagis corona focal person Naresh Shrestha said 10 persons have recovered from Medical College Sisapani Isolation Center, 9 persons from Hotel Atithi, 8 persons from Khulla Karagar Isolation Center, 4 persons from Sushil Koirala Cancer Hospital Khajura, 3 persons from Alliance Dental, 2 persons from Hotel Indrani, 2 persons from Agriculture Training Center Khajura and one is from Hotel City Palace and Adarsh Nagar Isolation Center. With this, the total number of recoveries from the coronavirus infection has reached 1,036 in Bagi district. On to some international updates now. The World Health Organization has recorded a record one-day rise in the number of new coronavirus infections, with more than 300,000 reported over 24 hours. The agency said that this rose by more than 5,500, bringing the global total to 917,000. The biggest increases in infections were reported in India, the US and Brazil. Worldwide, there have been more than 28 million confirmed cases, half of which have been in the America. More than 70 people have been arrested in Melbourne, Australia for flouting the state's stay-at-home orders to attend an anti-lockdown protest. About 250 people went to the illegal protest, the second one this weekend. Police said many protesters were aggressive and threatened violence towards officers. The demonstrations come as the state of Victoria prepares to ease its lockdown restrictions, which have been in place since early July. Victoria has been the epicenter of Australia's COVID-19 outbreak, accounting for 75% of cases and 90% of deaths. Australia has had a total of 26,000 confirmed cases and more than 800 deaths from the virus. With this, we have nearly come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. National Children's Day being marked today, President Vidyadeva Bhandari calls to ensure child rights in current difficult situation. 3 persons die of coronavirus infection lately. 40 corona infected persons in Banke district return home after recovery, and WHO reports record daily rise in new coronavirus infections. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.